This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody in Boston. For months, the Museum of Science Boston has been teaching children and their families about the power of vaccines with some interactive exhibits. Now, the museum is taking that lesson to a whole new level by actually vaccinating children against COVID-19 in the museum. WBUR's Amanda Beland reports on the excitement and the sense of relief yesterday at the museum's first clinic.
Tucked behind the Museum of Science's IMAX theater in the planetarium are rows of tables and chairs. Typically, museum-goers would wait here for a show. But today, 5 to 11-year-olds were here to get their COVID-19 vaccine. Mom Elizabeth Taglauer is here with her daughter Alana. For Taglauer, the day couldn't come soon enough.
It's a really special day. I'm a doctor and I do COVID research, and it's just so meaningful to have my daughter here and fight this terrible virus.
And it looks like 7-year-old Alana is ready for that fight.
I'm wearing a Wonder Woman costume.
Alana was one of hundreds of children who signed up for an appointment on Saturday. For Museum President Tim Ritchie, setting up the clinic at the museum was as much about strategy as it was about empowerment.
Young people, children in particular, don't like shots. So how do we take the sting, so to speak, out of that? We want to bring it to the Museum of Science where we can celebrate them and make it something different than a clinical experience, but more of a celebratory experience about their act of leadership.
The clinic feels like a birthday party. There are balloons, art stations, and stuffed animals leading up to the poke. Once kids get their shots, they wait in an observation area next to a pair of the museum's musical stairs. Brothers Christopher and Kellen Lockhart got their shots together. They both said they would do it again.
I think it hurt less than a flu shot. I could do this 5 times a year, honestly.
It felt just like the slightest bit of pressure, and then boom, it was over. So not that bad at all.
Their mother, Emily, said she was relieved when it was over.
I feel like we're going to be able to do so many things now, and I just hope that more people get vaccinated so we can get out of this pandemic.
Arlene Kellner feels the same. She brought her sons Marty and Walter to get vaccinated. She says watching them get their shots was emotional for her.
I started to get a little overwhelmed. I teared up at the end, just this sort of big sense of relief, and seeing how many people came together to make this pleasant for the kids after they've had to give up so much the past few years really touched me.
Kevin Turner, Chief Operating Officer for Cataldo Ambulance, says he's hearing that relief a lot from parents. The company has been running vaccine clinics for almost a year now with no sign of slowing down.
What amazes me is I thought we'd be done by September, October, and we're still going, and I'm booking clinics now for pediatrics even into January. So it's been a long year.
Back by the musical stairs, Jennifer LeBon walks with her 5-year-old son Hayden, who just got vaccinated. Hayden is a little shy when I ask him about the shot, but Jennifer fills in the blanks for him.
And now we're saying that Hayden's got his superpowers, so we're very, very proud.
The second day of this clinic is being held today, with another one scheduled for next weekend. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amanda Beland.